From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, views on the Iraq war from the American town near the home base of the Army's 101st Airborne Division.
First, in Iraq, a large military offensive continues for a second day around Samarra. The Pentagon says 1,500 U.S. and Iraqi troops are involved in that operation. It's an effort to break up a concentration of suspected insurgents 60 miles north of Baghdad.
Earlier today, Lieutenant General Peter Corelli briefed reporters from Baghdad. He said this operation was primarily conducted by Iraqi forces.
The amount of resistance we had was very, very light. I think the last count I had is that we have 31 individuals that we have detained. We found what you would expect to find out there, and we'll continue to look for caches. Any other terrorists and foreign fighters that might be in the area.
It's been almost 3 years since the Iraq war began. Early on the morning of March 20th, 2003, Baghdad time, President Bush gave a television address from the White House. The invasion was underway.
On my orders, coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance to undermine Saddam Hussein's ability to wage war. These are opening stages of what will be a broad and concerted campaign.